The Margrave family are mourning the loss of their son and brother. 22-year-old Ahmed was one of four people killed in a security operation in Indian-administered Kashmir on November 15th.
The poor thing was innocent, working as a cleaner, making tea, and you label him a militant. I have two more brothers, and they too have to go out for work. This has terrified us. We live in fear of leaving our house if this is what they do. They've done a great injustice to us.
Ahmed was working as an office attendant in the region's capital city, Srinagar. His family deny police accusations that he worked for a Pakistani militant who was also killed in the operation, along with two civilians. Ahmed's father, Mohammed, shows Al Jazeera his award for bravery in fighting rebels in 2005.
It's very sad that one man has been fighting for India and his own son is killed and called a militant. What kind of justice is this? And on top of that, his body isn't even returned to us.
The killings of the two civilians in the same incident led to protests and, in a rare move, security forces returning the bodies to their families. The government has ordered an investigation into the operation, but civil society groups say it won't be independent.
I don't think a magisterial inquiry would lead to anything. A judicial inquiry would be more independent, but whether that will also satisfy the local population is very difficult to say. Such is the level of distrust between the central government and the local people. Hardly anybody gets punished. There have been some army people who got punished in the past, but otherwise nothing much happens.
International organizations joined in the criticism of the Indian government this week. That's after the National Investigation Agency, or NIA, raided the home and office of prominent human rights activist Khurram Parvez. They arrested him under anti-terror legislation.
Raids are happening.
The ongoing raids are on those who have been suspected of receiving foreign funds. The NIA is an investigating agency and nothing to be scared of. There is no injustice done to anyone who comes out clean from the investigation.
But the UN Special Rapporteur on Human Rights Defenders called Parvez's arrest disturbing, saying he's not a terrorist, he's a human rights defender. Parvez ran the Jammu and Kashmir Coalition of Civil Society that's been documenting human rights abuses for more than 20 years. As the Magre family hope and wait for Ahmed's body to be returned, supporters of Parvez say his work is now more important than ever. Elizabeth Puranam, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.